Okay, so we're now, after some technical difficulties, ready for our first proper session, which is the current and past DPLs.
Okay, so everyone can hear me all right? This is going through the microphone, it sounds like it. I'm Anthony Towns, I'm the previous DPL. This is Sam Hosovar. I can't pronounce French, or Hungarian, or whatever it is. Yeah, Slovenian. I can't pronounce French Slovenian either, so our current DPL. So I was I woke up and completely just changed what I was going to say because I was thinking back to the 2005 Debian DebConf. And at that, I was scheduled for a ridiculous early talk and was jet-lagged and did this horribly depressing what's wrong with the project before my debootstrap talk. And I had a look over my notes for that and all the things that were wrong with the project. So the time then was just after Sarge had been released, and we're now just after Etch has been released. And some of the things that I had on my list that were all going terribly wrong was that we weren't accepting related projects like Debian Women or having Alioth really well supported or using AMD64, and we didn't have a live CD. We seem to have all those things now, though. So we also didn't really have a very effective policy process at the time, and the tech committee wasn't doing anything. And I think we now have a full contingent of the tech committee here, and we're down to one or two open bugs. The policy team... Is any of the policy team here? Can you stand up? There should be a Marga here at least, and an Andy maybe, and a Russ. Is that a Russ? Okay, I haven't met Russ before, so I don't recognize Russ. Oh, okay, so we have a bunch of lazy policy people who don't get up in the morning, fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough. So well, you can either just catch tech committee people and policy committee people and get everything sorted out there. And what else have we got? We've got fairly current versions of apt in the archive, and we've got lots of new features in apt like internationalization that have been on the drawing board since 2002 or earlier, and they're actually in the archive and in experimental and being used and tested. We've now got a graphical installer, which we didn't at the time. We have live CDs, we have current versions of Xorg, we have 2.6 kernels. We have lots of new features for the bug tracking system. 2005 was just shortly after, or the DebConf 2005 was when we were still in the Vancouver controversy, and we were going to support PowerPC and AMD64 and maybe keep supporting i386 and everything else would go kaput. Instead, we've managed to up the standard of all the architectures, including M68K, and we're even essentially still supporting M68K for Etch. We have LSB support for the first time ever. We've resolved the GFDL questions and stuff. So in a couple of years, we've actually kind of turned around my horribly depressing sort of, this is my take on the project. And every single one of those points has been done much better. And I mean, I can't take credit for that myself. It's basically everyone in Debian who's done an awesome job, so. Okay, and my talk followed on from that with the actual debootstrap thing, which it was meant to be about, and that kind of segues into DebConf here, because about the only thing I've done so far is committed debootstrap to DI Subversion. So we now have a team-maintained debootstrap, and we've got... Yeah, we don't have a team-maintained if up-down yet, but maybe we've still got a few days left in the week. And we've had a quite successful DAC boff, which gave me a huge to-do list, which my computer crashed and now I no longer have, so I need to watch the video again when it comes up. Okay, so how are we for time? Do you have plenty of time yet? Yes, good. So the DPL stuff was kind of not what I was expecting. I don't know if it's ever been what any newly elected DPL has been expecting either. It really gave you a lot less time to actually do the stuff that you wanted to do rather than just respond to queries and stuff. So the first month or so, which I'm sure Sam's now experienced, is a huge flurry of press requests for interviews and comments and what's it feel like to be DPL now? I don't know yet. I've only been DPL for a week. And after those have kind of died down, then suddenly you don't get press requests anymore because, hey, the only thing that's interesting in Debian is DPL elections, right? And instead you start getting arguments between people that you need to try and come in and resolve, even though you've got no idea what they're really talking about. And once you've got that done, you're expected to do regular DPL reports, which usually means you haven't actually done anything, so you then need to find other people who've done really cool stuff that you can kind of take the credit for and report on, and it's all exciting and interesting, but you've just been talking to press people and trying to resolve conflicts, which hasn't been succeeding, so you've got nothing to say for yourself. And so, yeah, I think you've still only done one bits from the DPL so far, or have you done another one since? Yes, so we've still only got one bits from the DPL on Devel Announce this term, but I'm sure that'll change after this week, because Sam will have lots of other people's stuff to take credit for. And the only thing that the DPL can really do that's vaguely interesting is actually spend SPI's money, which of course I've tried to do and not succeeded in some parts, but in other parts worked much better. Flying people around, getting meetings organized. I think there's going to be a publicity meeting, a mailing list team meeting in a few months that hopefully Debian will be supporting. And last year there's been events team meeting for the Germans and Austrians, I think, that Debian supported through FFIS's funds. And basically getting people together at times other than DebConf is a good thing, and Debian's got a fair bit of money that is more use being spent on developing Debian than just sitting in a bank account earning a little bit of interest. So I think I'll pass on to you now. We'll have questions at the end if we've got time.
Thanks, AJ. So hello everyone, I'm Sam. I'm your new DPL. I'm going to talk a bit about why I'm here and about the future now that AJ has talked about, well, the past and near future. Okay, so I'm here because you voted for me. I'm going to talk more to the inside people, so if there are people here who are not DDs or not expecting to become DDs in the near future, there's probably not much for you in here, except what I'm going to say about our user base. Two major points I had in my platform were having a sexier distribution and a more efficient project in terms of organization and process. So I guess that if I'm here, you mostly agree with that point of view, and I'm going to explain it a bit. So why a sexier distribution? Because we're not alone. This is a graph of Google Trends for major distributions. In yellow, you can see Ubuntu, and red, green, and blue are Debian, SUSE, and Fedora. So this is just Google Trends, so it's maybe not very very meaningful, but you can draw a lot of graphs that have roughly the same shape. For instance, this is the distrowatch.com user hits per page, so it gives another idea of what new and what I call more sexy distributions are doing actually, and how they can take a new user base that wasn't interested at all in Debian before, and that we may have failed to take to Debian, or maybe that it's the logical step, have them go to more user-friendly distributions and end users targeted distributions, and then take them back to Debian to help us improve Debian and become DDs and so on. That's not... Oh. Whoa, what happens? Thanks. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, a 6-year distribution is not only what I or the developers want, but it's also what our users want. We've been talking to them about the Linux or the open source desktop for years now, and it's starting to happen. And I guess a lot of people are saying exactly the same thing every year, but now we're beginning to see a lot and a lot of desktop-based distributions that are really usable and do not require any non-free or Windows-based stuff. So it's really the time that Debian needs to react and focus on the desktop. I don't mean by that we should disregard other uses for Debian, but desktop users are a huge, huge user base and we should not ignore them. I also don't mean that we've been ignoring them. We should just work more on them. A desktop is not just a launch menu with a list of programs that you have. That's the 1995 desktop. Now we need documentation, translations. We need to integrate all the software together so that it works well, so that you can drag and drop stuff from one application to another. We need screenshots so that users know what they are going to install before installing the software. We need icons so that the menus do not only have the name of the application, because open source software developers like to use very cryptic names for their applications. So it's a lot of stuff that we need to put together that the upstreams do not necessarily do, and that Debian can provide. We have a huge package repository. Adding screenshots or icons to each of our packages is a huge task, but we can start doing it, and everyone can benefit from it. It's also QA. QA is not only about having policy-compliant packages. It's also having general good quality. I don't know if you can imagine a world where not having a man page could be an RC bug. I could very well imagine that, and I hope it wouldn't be fixed by just adding a Linton override or something like that. But having a man page is very critical for some kind of users, and these users do not care about building their package on MCCK. So maybe what we are thinking of the QA needs to focus also on these users. So everything I'm talking about is already happening. If you have read the release team announcement from this week about the plans for Lenny and for the stable release team and so on, you'll see that we're now committed to faster release cycles, which is, in my opinion, a good thing, to more frequent point releases. With more stuff in the point releases, the operation of volatile also goes in the direction of having more up-to-date stuff in Debian for stable users. We are likely to see a K3BSD port in the official release if everything goes well. We will have a new architecture, which is ARML, very likely. We might see Open Solaris amongst our ports when some licensing issues have been dealt with. Everything is almost in place and patches are here for multi-arc, which just needs to happen now. And there's a lot more of new stuff that's going to be in the next Debian and the other Debians after this one. So I won't do anything like AJ said, because that's not the DPL role to do things, but I can talk to you about and then pretend I did it. So I only talked about our distribution. Now I'm going to talk about the project and what we do. So we're not doing that bad, because we are 1,000 people. There are going to be 300 people at DebConf, most of which are probably DDs, and we are growing every day, and that's good, but there are a few things that we can improve and that I was talking about in my platform, and I hope to see them happen. First of all, our core teams. There are people that are who are really crucial to our project. We could not do much without them. And these people have been doing the same thing ever and ever again on a nearly daily basis. And so it's quite normal that some things don't get done as fast as before, because you always get tired of doing the same thing ever and ever. And they're also overwhelmed because our developer base, our number of Debian machines, our number of packages, everything is scaling, but not these teams. So they need two priorities, and joining the teams is not easy, and I'm working on it and trying to get things go a bit better. It's not easy because there are reasons, there are valid reasons for everything that's happening, but you need to push the right buttons, and I hope to get a few things done. But you can also help by not relying that much on these teams. For instance, if you need a new service for a QA work or something like that, you can just set it up yourself. And I'm sure there are a lot of examples where you don't need, for instance, DSA to install a machine. You can just do it yourself. I know it's hard to do, and you don't always have everything you need, but take Alioth, for instance. It's an awesome service that's been set up, and it does not rely on much of our core teams, and it's a very valuable service for Debian, and it's great. So I'm hoping that that people can do more and more things in the spirit of what was done for Alioth. Another idea I want to promote is to stop owning packages. Everyone is in charge of one or several packages, but there's a tendency to own packages and have a very protective behavior towards packages. So just as an email is not a hostile act, it's just the content of the email that may or may not be. Just like bug reports are not, you should not consider NMUs as hostile acts. They might be. There are hostile NMUs, but I think a few developers are considering NMUs like an illustration of their laziness or something. It's not. It's just that someone had more time to do the stuff and they did it. There's a famous Wikipedia policy, if you've been on Wikipedia, which is be bold. Just don't hesitate doing things that you think will improve the overall status. So that doesn't mean be reckless and do anything you want, but if you're planning to do something that can be undone if it was done wrong, I say don't hesitate and be bolder when doing things in Debian. So do more NMUs and don't hesitate to improve everything. Of course, do them right, send the patches, send warnings and so on. So the usual rules apply, but don't hesitate to improve Debian if things are not going fast enough. So there's another problem we're not really mentioning is what if you disappear one day? So of course you may believe the whole universe disappears with you. That's what I believe. But there's also the possibility that the universe has to deal with that and struggle dealing with your disapparition and try to fix things when you're not here. So there are many ways you can die. You can simply lose interest in what you're doing, and everyone does that from time to time. You can get demotivated, you can get better things to do. You can have exams, you can move, you can have children, get married, and so on. So you have lots of problems with real life. That means one day you're going to be away from Debian for a while, for a long while, or maybe forever, I don't know. So please try to think about what happens when you're gone, because it may happen suddenly. There's the problem, well, it's not a problem, but with shorter release cycles, it means everything has to be faster for everything to work. So we have lower tolerance for delays if you want shorter release cycles, and that means that inactivity, even short-term inactivity, has a bigger impact if our goal is a shorter release cycle. So there's nothing wrong with going away for a while and just not touching your Debian stuff and so on, but try to think of other people who are going to fix the stuff. So in the same way that I'd like to see more NMUs, I'd like to see more NMU-friendly developers, and I'd like to see more packages that are handled in a revision control system. Elioth now has, I think, every possible revision control system available. I guess a few are missing, and probably the one you are using, or I don't know, but just request it and it will probably appear. And if you give right access to other people, not necessarily backup maintainers, but backup maintainers are good, or maybe, I don't know, the QA team or anyone interested in doing transverse work on the archive, like fixing package descriptions or doing big transitions that need right access to a lot of packages, it can make the life of everyone really easier. So please use Elioth or anything publicly accessible if you can, and give access to more people. We should also take back from others, other distributions who do the same things as us. We're not the only ones who try to integrate software and add icons and menu stuff and have an integrated desktop. So I'm thinking of Ubuntu, of course, but also many other distributions that just appear, sometimes disappear after 1 year or so, but the work they did might be useful. So try to integrate their work in your Debian packages. Maybe try to share with the developers if they're still here. And well, not only desktop files, but also translations. There's a cool tool for translations that not many Debian developers like because it's non-free, but you may enjoy the results of this tool. And so I wish we would share much more among distributions. Again, I'm not really mentioning Ubuntu, but it's one of the main targets of this slide. I'm thinking about Fedora as well, which is quite an old project because it's based on Red Hat, but the community is quite younger than the Debian community, and they have excellent tools that have appeared, and I have the feeling that we are not paying attention to what Fedora does, because there's this philosophy of thinking we're doing the best anyway, so we don't need to have a look at what other people do. Of course, not everyone thinks that way. That's just a general feeling I have, and I'd like to see that disappear as well. Okay, one of the major points in my platform was communication, because I felt there was not enough communication within Debian, like teams not reporting or stuff being done and done again in different places because no one knew what was going on. So there's no magical solution to that. If you don't have time to say what you're doing, it's probably better that you do it rather than just talk about it. But I hope there's going to be more communication. Don't hesitate to use Debian Devil Announce for anything you're going to do or anything you've done. Don't think that no one will care, because in within 1 year or 6 months, or I don't know, maybe someone will be interested in what you did and will not be aware that you started that project or that you set up that service and so on. So please try to put everything you do in a public place and communicate about it on a public place so that later we can remember that you did that and the work doesn't have to be done again. And of course, I wish we communicated better with other distribution. I don't know if maintainers do this on a per package basis, maybe. I'm doing it a bit. I think I'm not doing it enough for my packages, so that's a piece of advice for everyone. Have a look at other distributions' patches, because they're often good. Take back what's good and share what you've done to your package that might be of interest to the other maintainers from other distributions. And I hope we can improve Debian and the free software as a general product together. So I'm finished. Thanks for listening and have a pleasant DebConf. Now AJ and I will take questions if anyone has questions. There's a mic at the bottom of the room, at the middle of the room.
You mentioned a sexier distribution. That implies that we have better graphics and even tasteful and well-integrated graphics. That collides a little bit with the self-proclaimed graphical abilities of many Debian developers, which are below standard, frankly speaking. I would like to see some initiative from you, or generally from Debian developers, to really trust in the graphical experts that want to help, but really can't because they don't package anything or are not developers or whatnot. We need to change our attitude there too.
I fully agree. That was my question, yes. Really. Yes. Currently, our policy for accepting new maintainers is some kind of technical excellence in package integration. There are a few people who manage to enter Debian without knowing anything about programming. Christian. now Christian knows a lot more about programming, but the important part is that he managed to enter Debian and improve Debian from the inside without doing any programming work. He was just working on translations, which is a crucial part of Debian as well. Internationalization is really important, as are graphics, drawing icons and so on. And yes, I wish we could find a way to have more of these people enter Debian in a faster way.
Comment, it probably, for people with questions lining up behind the mic, would probably be useful. How do you say your last name?
Oh, it depends when I'm talking to you. No, really. Because I don't know how to say it in French, so I say Osvar in France. But when talking to English-speaking people, I usually say Hosvar or something like that in a kind of English-like accent. I really don't mind. I'm not feeling very strongly about how my last name is pronounced.
Yes.
Oh, I will repeat the question if you can't walk to the microphone. Yeah.
I was wondering how exactly is the lag in infrastructure team improvements going to be addressed during your mandate as a leader? That is, you were saying, yes, we are going to fix the system administration team and whatever, but how about some details? I think okay. We deserve him after all these years.
Okay, well, first thing that was done some months ago, before I was DPL, was the addition of the RT system that will help us have a better measurement of what's done and what's not done and at which speed it's done. So I hope by using this tool we can convince everyone in the team that more people are added. In a separate way, I've got a few candidacies to join the team, which I've submitted to the current members of the team, and they're still discussing them, but I have hopes that at least one more person will be added quickly. I can't say much about it right now because there are other issues that I'd rather kept private for now, but I will definitely communicate on that as soon as I have information. But it's the first team I've been working on, working with, so the results, if any, should come faster than for the other teams. And I'm not sure this satisfies you, but that's how things are right now. There's at least one member of the DSA team here, and two members actually. And I'm hoping to have a chat with them, and I hope that real life chat would be we'll get better results than just IRC, which is you cannot communicate as well. Well, at least I cannot communicate as well on IRC than in real life. So I'm going to talk to them as well.
What about Anthony's proposal?
What about
Anthony's proposal recently?
And AJ made a proposal on the project mailing list a few months ago, maybe weeks, about the general handling of new members to teams.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. One thing you should know is that a few teams predate the DPL and the constitution itself and so on, and don't believe the DPL should really interfere with what they're doing. So if there are XML initiatives to address the problem, as the DPL, I'll have an opinion on it, but as a mere developer, I'm all for it. I just hope it doesn't interfere with what I'm currently doing. But
Other people who would be more amenable to following the constitution.
Use the microphone,
please. All right. Are there any plans on replacing these teams with other people who would be more willing to follow the constitution and the other rules of the project? And if not, why not?
I wouldn't want to choose people just on whether they follow the constitution or not, because
there's no need to let go of any other technical criteria in replacing people who refuse to listen to any other rules than what they set up themselves.
Okay, I tend to agree with you. I just don't think a fight between the DPL and these people is the best way to solve things. Maybe just having a GR to settle things would be the best way to handle it. I'm not sure I want to provoke it, but if it happened, I believe it will be the voice of the whole project. And we'll have to deal with it. So if enough people, you only need five or six people for that, want to do that, well, I'm all for it. But I don't have the power to force that.
The DPL does not need any seconds to set up a GR. So if you're all
That's
for
right.
it, you don't need anybody else.
Okay, I remember that.
Hi, you may be aware that about 20 Debian developers work at Google. We have an internal mailing list, debian@google.com, that I think you can mail to from the outside. So there are a couple of communications things that we can do to help things out. If you want to present some idea and get it circulated, get it archived, there's a very good video team that sets up and records tech talks. So any of us can invite you to give a tech talk. Then you can invite, you can ask to be invited by contacting us at debian@google.com. We can invite you to give a tech talk. They'll set it up, they'll record it, and they'll stick it on videos.google.com. We can also set up video conferencing between the different offices for you. So if you're in New York and you want to talk to somebody in Zurich, we have friendly people at both locations that we can set that sort of thing up. Some of the major offices that we can do this at would be Mountain View, Santa Monica, New York, Zurich, Dublin. There's a small office in London, and I think there's one in Japan somewhere.
Okay, well, that's an excellent idea. We'll remember that as well. Thank you.
I have a question for Anthony. It's not really related to his being DPL, but I think this is the right form for it anyway. We've had the release management experiment for Edge with two release managers being paid part of the time in order to try to get release out on schedule. And with experiment belongs evaluation. And we've had some discussions while the experiment was running, but I don't think those can replace the evaluation. And I was wondering what the plans are for that.
So one of the plans was not to mention it during the DPL thing, to keep it separate, but anyway. So I'm starting to draft a report or a summary, but like the difficulty with just me doing that is that I obviously have some views already that other people don't share, and it would be nice if we could have the report of the experiment actually come to some conclusions rather than just a new round of controversy, and I'm not 100% sure how to do that, so I'm going to, I've got some a kind of structure for the report that I hope might be useful, which I'm planning on blogging sometime after this session's finished. And then hopefully other people will help, or if they don't, then I'll do it all myself, I guess, but whatever. Okay.
So AJ said that one of the things that you end up doing as DPL is, indeed, you get all these people coming to you and saying, will you please sort out my argument with so-and-so? And I always found those very tedious to deal with and didn't really want them. So I wanted to ask Sam whether he had any plans to set up anything to deal with those questions and possibly even to intervene in cases where a couple of people have failed to email the DPL to ask them to stop slapping each other.
First I must say that I'm not exactly overwhelmed with emails to the leader address for now, so... So actually, I don't think there have been more than two emails for the last 2 weeks sent to the leader address. I don't know whether my spam filters are too efficient or I don't know. I plan to address these issues on a case-to-case basis because setting up something right now without knowing what kind of difficult interactions might appear. I don't know yet. That's my answer.
I'd like to make a comment about this idea that you should set something up. You know, you shouldn't set something up without knowing what the kind of dispute is. In general, if you want to persuade people that their conflict has been resolved in a fair and reasonable way, it's generally a good idea to set up the rules beforehand rather than make them up, you know, ad hoc.
Well, I think we have rules. We don't have a policy of enforcing them in a very consistent way. There are going to be at least two booths or talks, I don't know, about a social committee idea, and I will take part to these booths and talks. So I will probably have a better answer after these talks have happened, because you always end up with having technical questions with about how the instance will work and how to renew members and how to assure that everyone in this instance is representative of what Debian is, and whether you want to prevent takeovers of it and so on. So, generally speaking, I'm all for having something that deals with these issues. I'm just not sure how to make sure it's the best way to do it. I say, let's do whatever comes from these boards and see how it works. And also let's hope that we never have to use it too much. But if you want my opinion on it, I'm all for having something like that, yes. I just don't feel I don't have an opinion on how it should work. Just having it would be a first step that I would agree with.
What ideas do you have about governmental reforms in Debian, and specifically AJ? And he mentioned that he got overwhelmed by all kinds of silly small things in the beginning, and also later on he only mostly reacted instead that, and he couldn't be really proactive about many things that he actually wanted to do. Can you imagine using something like a DPL team seriously?
I have mixed feelings about a DPL team, because in the past it has been it hasn't been so efficient. So for the moment, I don't believe there's a need for it. But I may change my mind later. I don't know yet. For the moment, as I said, I'm not really overwhelmed, so I think I can handle everything that's happening. It's not. I'm not going to just disappear if the task becomes too huge, and I will not hesitate to delegate. But I like to do it on a per task basis rather than just appointing individuals that are going to be the DPL shadow for this and this. So I'll wait for huge tasks to appear and then decide whether I take the task or delegate or look for candidates to work on it. That's the way I'd like it to work. Yes, there are huge tasks. Andrea said that there are already huge tasks. What are your examples? So the idea is that there are already huge task, like having graphical people be integrated into Debian faster. I hope to have a lot of things dealt with in DebConf, because it's the first time that I see everyone with my DPL hat, and that I am in a position to ask them what are they going to do about that. So I guess just after DebConf, I may already look for people to join action teams to work on these issues. So let's see in 1 week. I guess the time is up, so if you have any more questions, I will be available the whole week. Thank you very much for listening, and see you.